God's Hammer Softened Hearts, written by Lynette Kittle, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's verse is Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? Have you heard of God's indestructible hammer as described in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29? If not, you may never have thought of God's word being like a powerful hammer. The Old Testament often describes how at times the Israelites' hearts had hardened towards God. Zechariah chapter 7, verse 12 explains, they made their hearts as hard as flint and would not listen to the law or to the words that the Lord Almighty had sent by his Spirit through the earlier prophets. So the Lord Almighty was very angry. To have an adamant or hard heart describes a person who refuses to be persuaded, who is unmovable or unshakable in their thinking. In Scripture, it refers to the spiritual condition of a person who is rebellious towards God's law and his words. By describing their heart condition as hard as flint, the hardest of stones and used to cut other rocks, meant their hearts were to the point where they were too hard to receive God's law, to be carved or receive his words. Yet God's hammer, his word, is able to judge the hardest of heart. It's able to infiltrate into the deepest part of a man's heart and bring to light true motives, thoughts, and attitudes. His hammer is able to break the unbreakable kind of rock, to shatter man's stubbornness and arrogance against God. As Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 describes, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. R.C. Sproul writes, God's hammer smashes not just the icons of the world around us. It also smashes the idols of my heart. It is hard, heavy, even painful, precisely because of the love of the one who wields it. He has promised to forgive me for my hard heart, but has also promised to soften it. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 reveals God's desire towards men. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove you from your heart of stone and you a heart of flesh. Like a physical hammer shatters, God's hammer demolishes spiritual strongholds, as 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 explains. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. With God's hammer, as 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 describes, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kainos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast. Bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.